You're such an asshole.
I think after this, Cappy's going to go get a cigar and chill out. It's been a long 48 hours. It's been a long day today. Actually missed patrolling campus. Don't know why. I do know why, but we don't have time to go into it. this is from, does he want to keep me anonymous? I'm going to keep, yeah, you're a regular. Let's just say this is a very intelligent man. He's from out of state, out of country, but he's I'd love to tell people what you are. He's a really smart guy. Like, oh, you're that. Oh, dang. Yeah, I mean, we're talking IQ 150 plus easy. Hey, Aaron, I'm following up on my super chat earlier today about notch count. I found this chart and it's considered to be pretty reliable and provide context for you. We're talking about someone sent a super chat in saying for Zoomers, basically, what does it take? How many girls do you have to sleep with to be a top 1% guy? And I didn't know any data or statistics. I had some ancillary, what's it, side statistics that might indicate or allow you to kind of guess. I said, for the average Zoomer guy, you know, under 30, I'd say it'd be like 25. You're in the top 1%. And that is in part also due to Rolo Tomasi has a chart that shows that 27% of men under the age of 30 have not had sex and are still virgins. So that's what this client here is asking. According to this, 3% of all men sleep with 50 or more women. I found another one that I attached below that breaks it down by age. It seems to be in the top 1% of guys in general. Your notch count should be north of 50. I suspect it is around probably 75. I was just curious because I wanted to see where I stand. I just turned 25. My count stands at 18. That's very good. Very good at 25. Very good indeed. Even for older gentlemen standards. However, 12 of those are in the past 2 years. That's one every 6 months. That's great. My goal was about to get to 50 by the time I hit 30, but now my competitive nature is acting up. I'm thinking I want to get to 100 just to ensure I'm a top 1% guy. I remember reading that Warren Beatty got 13,000. No, you didn't. No. You got to do math. 13,000. Oh my God. What is that per year? Let's say you start at 16, you died 76. So you're talking 60 years. Clear 13,000 divided by 60. There's people that throw these ludicrously stupid. I'm sure Warren Beatty didn't say that. Someone said they're like 1,500 notch counts. Where did my math go? So it's 216 a day, a year divided by 365. So like that's a new girl. That's two new girls every 3 days. No. You don't have time for that. You don't. Oh, King David had a concubine of over thousands of women. That sounds like hell. Sounds like hell. No. I mean, I'm even like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a mistress? I don't know. They have opinions. They probably talk. Anyway. Wilt Chamberlain famous. No, not 20. No, Wilt Chamberlain didn't sweep 20,000. No, he didn't. I got around, don't get me wrong, but it ain't no 20,000. I hope this is useful. Ask Roll for more information if you get it. Right. Anyway, let's take a look at your chart here. Age for women, age for men. Okay. 0 to 1 lifetime sex partners. So that's goes from 40 from 20 to 24. to 15, 29, 5 to 29. Yeah, and if you're looking at, you want to be in the top 1% by 30, that is around 40 plus. No, you're going to have to do a lot more. Yeah, you're looking at 50. Yeah, so for that age group, according to that chart, yeah, about 50. But then you want to make sure. And I said, well, the problem I have with the black and white chart, blah, 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 some statistics and all that we talk. Regardless, at 18, I know you're at least top 10%. However, if you wanted a clear original on my thoughts, if your desire to have 100 women by 30, I could certainly speak to that, but it's going to cost you. Call it $30 because it's actually an interesting question. So, all right, here's my Cappy's take on you guys getting 100. I think it's stupid. I think it's really stupid. For several reasons. One, why 100? A lot of things are out of your control. Like if you're over in Iraq for 4 years, well, you weren't getting no play. All right. What if you were in my case? I didn't get laid in college. You know why? Working too much. School and work. I did have a girlfriend who wouldn't have sex. Yay, that was fun. Which then brings, of course, the story you all know where a girl wanted to go. I said, are you gonna have sex? No, bye. So this is not reflective upon you. And let's also talk about historic. Girls are not sleeping with guys as much as they used to, unless you're the super top 10% because of internet and all that other stuff. And Rollo's famous chart, you know, 1 in 4 guys under 30 are still virgins. Right? That's a sociological, one would argue, technological change. And then it's like, there's also the issue of what it takes. Like, okay, boomers, yeah, that was real hard. You didn't have STDs, you know, well, you did, but you didn't have, like, AIDS or anything like that. Girls are like, yeah, free power and free love and everything. They were handing it out. It's not that hard for a boomer. Really not that hard. Nowadays for Gen Z, oh, yeah. You've been lied to, being a nice guy, support, agree with the girl. Yeah, don't hit the gym. Heavens known, testosterone strength is down. Yeah, so you got to account for that. In your age demographic or generation. But honestly, man, look, if you want numbers, if you want to apply a number, I'd say 30 by 30. Because I think the mode average for a number of lifetime partners for guys is 1. I think that's it. And number 2 would be 2. Maybe number 3 is 0. Right. So, I mean, if you're sleeping with 5 gals, you're, I think, in the top half of men. And 30 by 30, fine, you proved it. You did it. Yay, you're a stud. You've slept with a lot of women. But I don't know if you realize what it takes to go and actually sleep with women. It takes a lot of effort, and especially nowadays. And like anything else, it's kind of like this: the novelty wears off. There's an opportunity cost, certainly as you get older. You want to do it? What if you find a nice gal? Let's say you're 29 in a month. And all of a sudden, you're at 98. You sleep with this one gal, and you're up to 99. But she, oh man, you're in love with her. You want nothing more than commit to her. Well, you're not going to get 100. You don't know when you're going to find the gal that you like. Enough anyway. I just don't think it, why 100? Okay, fine. I mean, but I would not have that reflect upon me. Look, are you in shape? Do you work out? Are you an accomplished man? Are you relatively a good man? You're not like a murderer or a criminal. Are you not a leftist? That's a key thing. Are you not a parasite and advocating parasitism? All right, those are the key things right there. Do you contribute something of economic value to society? And are not a pariah or a parasite or a socialist upon it. That's good. Most girls are not going to recognize that. They're not going to, you're a good man. They don't care. Certainly the younger you are. And if you got laid, did you get girls to agree to have sex with you? Good. I mean, then that's ultimately, I guess, the proof that you're a stud. But yeah, even I was getting tired of it. Like after this, like, oh, another one. Yay. I don't know. I think I'm like 32. I don't think I'm at 33. 31, 32, 33, somewhere in there. I'd have to go back and add it all up. My memory's hazy. But yeah, 100, no. And what I fear is you're going to get to 50. And you're like, wow, this is tiring. And you're going to advance in your career or find out you just get old. You know, what's the difference between 51 and 52? And then it's going to be 52 and 53. And it's just going to be, you know, you have to have a huge competitive. And who are you competing against? Do you get a trophy? Do you get a proud thing? You're the winner of the proud thing. Like, you know, hey, Sterling Cooper comes out. Oh, good day, mate. Here's your 100 girl bangaroos plaque. Hey, ah. All right, I'm going back to Miami where all the Aussies go. And okay, then 100. And then are you going to be happy with 100? You're going to want to go 200? And you do know, by the way, you may want to read this book before you do all that, because 1 in 4 girls has herpes. Didn't know if you know that. That was one thing people couldn't believe. I don't believe that. That's the right-wing propaganda. Then they look it up on the Center for Disease Control. Oh, crap. Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, most are not symptomatic. But that should concern you, because if that's even scary, because if most girls are symptomatic and 1 in 4 have herpes and they don't know, they think, yeah, I'm clean. And then you ain't symptomatic or asymptomatic. I'm sorry, asymptomatic. They ain't got no symptoms. So they think they're clean. And then you go in, but let's say you are symptomatic. Uh-oh. And in case you were wondering, the percentage of people that have an STD, an incurable STD, only goes up the older that generation gets. So you're not, it's not like, you know, unless you want to stay in the 18 to 19 year old range. But hey, if it makes it happen, and what guy doesn't like getting laid by a bunch of gals? But over time, don't be surprised. You're like, oh, I got to ask her out again. And then you're just going to, you're going to have my jaded, cynical, pure economist view. You're paying for it. Just pay for it. Oh, how many times are we going to go back? It's all about sex. And I just gave you the quickest way out. So there you go. We got any? Here we are. Adriano Ramos, our Australian Mauritian agent in the field. For $2, it's quality, not quantity. Nice shirt. Suits you. Thanks. Nice shirt. Cappy's got to get back to the gym. I got some nice fitted shirts that I look good in when I work out. So all the fat girls in South Dakota can look at me and I'd be like, ah! What's funny is, dude, I've gone to like the gym as credit, like looking good, looking real good. Like, yeah, no girl pays attention. You know why? Short. Not to pull out that card. I don't think they're aware. Like, you gotta be tall, dark, and handsome. But short guys, like they're like the fat girls of the man world. We're all background noise. No one, we're just backdrop. No one sees you. No one sees you. That's it. There you go. All right. Make sure I got nothing left. Questions, answers. Asshole Consulting. See you guys later, too.